Arthur, many thanks for joining us this evening. Firstly, let's just look forward to your big FAI Cup game this weekend against Douglas Hall. So a long trip down south. It's the first round of the competition. The 12 winners then go into the second round along with the clubs, the senior clubs from the League of Ireland. So big incentive there. And obviously, if you can get through, you'd love to get a home draw. But firstly, Douglas Hall, I was just looking at a few stats. They are going very well this season, so I needn't tell you this is going to be a tough assignment.
Ah, no, they are. They're a good side. Look, they were in the first division. They got promoted out of it this year. I think they went down last year, but they also got the semi-final in the Intermediate Cup, you know. So, look, there's a bit of calibre there, and no, they're a good outfit. Look, we know we're going into a tough battle, but look, we'll relish it and, you know, give it our best shot. That's all you can do.
I was looking at the Munster Senior League table. I think they've scored 39 and conceded just 4, 13 wins in 14 games. So they obviously have a bit of quality. In terms of the homework that you do in a game like this, have you got people in Cork who can feed you a little bit of info?
You don't get much out of them in Cork, in fairness. Look, we've got a few bits and pieces. Look, we watched the Interprovincials there. You know, there's Munster that won that, and to my mind, they're similar to what they've always been. Every time you've played teams from Cork, you know, they're strong, they're physical, they'll be well set up. They'll, you know, they'll give you no quarter. They know how to play the game. They'll take everything they can to their advantage. But you know, we just have to sort of look after ourselves and see how it goes. But no, look, it's not going to be anything that we haven't seen before. It's going to come down to, a lot of these games come down to set pieces, or maybe, you know, taking a chance when you get it and, you know, not making many mistakes. It's usually how it pans out.
Yeah, and all the fixtures in this first round, you know, generally they are pretty close. And Douglas Hall, of course, will be well aware of Fanad and your pedigree, so they know you'll be coming down on a mission. In terms of the team news, Arthur, going into the game, have you more or less a full squad to choose from?
Look, there's two or three carrying knocks, you know, a few hamstring strains here and there, and we're sort of hoping we'll be pretty close to full strength the weekend. Look, there's one or two boys like Oisín McHugh and Oisín Langan that if they're out, you know, they're going to be out for another 6 weeks. They're not going to make it, but we have a few young boys coming to the squad there. They'll be doing well in the youth team this year and last year, so, you know, they're boosting the thing for us. But you've always one or two niggles, you know, you're very rarely full strength. I don't often have a full complement to pick from, so we just have to make do with what we have.
So this is a chance to extend the season. When you reflect on the Donegal League campaign in the Premier Division this season, Letterkenny Rovers not unexpectedly emerged top of the pile, but there really wasn't an awful lot else between the rest of them. And, you know, do you feel, you know, perhaps you didn't get the best of starts, but there were games there that, you know, I mean, you gave as good as you got and you weren't far off the pace?
Listen, we have to look at ourselves, you know, we don't really look at other teams. And I think we let ourselves down in different games. We made mistakes. We cost ourselves points. You can't really do. The Premier Division's a very tough division. There's a lot of good teams. There's maybe a small but a margin, you know, for a few teams that maybe an odd player at the top end, or, you know, they have a bit more on their bench that they can bring in, and that sort of helps it. But like, a lot of the time as well, you know, you need the rub of the green when things are going for you. Like we've had it in the past, when it's going for you, it'll go on off your knee, and when it's not, you can't buy a goal, you know. But it's a very strong division, and you're punished for any mistake, you know. But look, it's competitive. It's as competitive as it's been in a long time. And it's actually a very enjoyable league, you know. It's good to be going out every week, knowing that there's, you know, there's no such thing as someone's going to another team and it's going to be game over, you know, that, you know, they're getting points. It's not that way at all. So, you know, every point had to be fought hard for, and any team will tell you the same.
So going into this game, you know, the guys, they certainly won't lack enthusiasm. They'll be motivated for it. And there's nothing like getting a run in the cup, and it's something Fanad know all about.
Listen, you know, we've been lucky enough down the years. We've a fairly strong tradition in it. You know, we've had numerous trips up and down the country. I've actually played Cork 4 or 5 times in my own time there, you know, or against Douglas Hall in Cork, sorry, 4 or 5 times. We've met them, you know, a lot down the years. But it's brilliant to get to these competitions. Any time you play a team, you know, in a national competition, if you're playing competitively outside your league or outside the county, you know, it's something you should, you know, everybody should be aspiring to, you know. We're looking forward to it. We're lucky enough we got out last year. We're out again this year. Before that, it was probably about 15 years since the last time we played out of the county. So you can't take these games for granted. You know, you have to prepare as best you can, and you have to enjoy it too, you know. But you want to try and take the opportunity once there, and this definitely is an opportunity. You know, we'll have to be ready for it on Sunday.
Now, the game is down in Cork, 12 noon start on Sunday. So you'll be travelling down on the Saturday, and the hope can be that you'll arrive nice and relaxed, refreshed, get a good night's sleep and be raring to go.
Yeah, look, that's it. You know, we'll be down early enough evening. So now when we're travelling down here as well, we'll be in good time. Like, it's when it's down that far, it sort of makes your mind up for you that that's what you're doing. Other times, you know, we've been in Roscommon and Dublin and, you know, the Midlands, and you're sort of on the verge and you're travelling early morning and it's a long bus run. This is different. You know, you're away the day before, you've a night's sleep and you're ready for it, you know. So we'll be ready, and hopefully the boys are in the right frame of mind, and that'll give us a good chance.
It was back in April that the club announced that yourself, Paul Nash and Darren Nash is stepping down. And just before we came on air and I was chatting to you, I couldn't believe you've been 11 seasons in charge. And when you look back after leaving the Ulster Senior League and you pipped St. Catharines to win that, what was the First Division title then in 21-22, and then a couple of Premier Division titles, just as you reflect on all those, what was the sort of the standout, the big one for you, or can you pick out one of the seasons?
Listen, it's been an enjoyable few years, and as I was saying to you, like, it's more about the club and about the players than us, you know. We've been lucky enough to be involved for those times. I suppose, like, the big one for us was when we came back to the Donegal League, that, you know, we came back with a very young squad. Like, they were young, but they're hungry, and, you know, winning that First Division, that was a very important one. Like, when we did win that, you won it with a lot of players that hadn't experienced that before, and it was, you know, it was special, like, to do that with a group like that. But overall, you know, it's great to be involved with the club for as long as I have. But as I say, like, you know, this weekend's all about the players that are there that have dug in the bad times, and they're still there, and, you know, they're in a national competition, playing outside of the county, you know, representing Fannin United, representing Donegal, and, you know, they're the sort of games that you really relish. And I'm just delighted for the players that are there, that they're getting the opportunity to do that, you know. So, look, we're looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, and it's a credit to all involved at the club. You know, there's always that great community spirit in Fannin, and there's that, I suppose, a production line almost, a young fellas coming through. The structures are in place, the facilities are there. And indeed, long may it continue. Also this weekend, Arthur, just while we have you on, we have the final of the Brian McCormick Cup, Letterkenny Rovers against Kilmacrenan Celtic. And Letterkenny, well, they've been the dominant side the last couple of seasons, just as Coghill have been in Inishowen. For Kilmacrenan, I know I saw them a couple of times during the season, one of the games I saw against yourselves. You know, maybe a bit inconsistent, but on their day, they can certainly give anybody a game, and Letterkenny certainly will not be taking anything for granted.
Listen, I don't expect they would. Now, look, as I say, it's a big game, you know, on the calendar. It's always a nice showpiece to be involved in. It's a final, you know, two good teams, and as you say, you know, Letterkenny they've won the league, they've been going really well. Kilmacrenan, you know, are probably a bit inconsistent, but they're good enough on their day to beat anyone. You know, they've got some really, really outstanding players there, and you know what? Like, it'll be a tough one to call. You know, whoever gets the first goal will probably, you know, will be hard to stop.
Yeah, and I know in recent seasons, Brian McCormick Cup final, it has lived up to expectations. There's been some cracking games down through the years. Quite a few have gone to extra time, even penalties, and it's, you know, it really is a great way to end the season. One other thing before we let you go, come August, Bonaghy, Letterkenny, Coghill Celtic, that new third tier in the League of Ireland. We're all looking forward to seeing how that pans out. And for the Donegal League, one would expect it's going to be really, really competitive next year, that Premier Division?
Listen, it's competitive every year, to be quite honest. You know, the three teams that are going into the league, look, that's a new venture. I'm not entirely convinced myself on it just yet. As I would say, maybe a lot of people are in the same boat. But look, we would wish all those teams well and hope it pans out for them, because it's a step in a new direction, and you never know what way it'll work out. But I know locally football's in a very good place. Like, it's very strong. It's as competitive as it's been, you know, for a long time. And I think the reason for that is because everyone's back in divisions where there's promotion and relegation. And that's the one concern maybe about the third tier, is that initially there is, you know, there's no relegation promotion from the bottom side. There is, you know, from there onto the top. But look, that could change. We'll see how it pans out. But look, that's what we'll just have to watch it from a distance and see how it goes. And, you know, as I say, we'll be wishing all those teams the very best on it and hope it works out, you know.